Doppler radar, a CBC radio recording.
I guess everyone's heard the term Doppler radar, but everyone thinks, well, I know what radar is. I'm not quite sure what Doppler radar is. Can you explain for us non-technical types?
Yeah, what Doppler radar does is it adds a more sophisticated way of examining a radar blip to what radar does. As you know, radar, the machine sends out a blip, waits for the echo to come back, and tells you what you get. But I don't know if you're familiar with here's your crash course in physics, but you know there's a thing called the Doppler effect.
That's the train coming.
Exactly. You know the analogy.
Whoa, yeah.
And that is what the Doppler radar does. When the blip comes back, it analyzes the blip with more precision so that not only does it tell you what it bounced off of, but it tells you the direction of what it bounced off of is doing. And that is far more valuable information when it comes to understanding what weather is doing, because you see what the particle, for example, of rain or snow or whatever, you also know if that particle is moving towards you and at what rate, or away from you or at what rate.
So better tracking, not just spotting it, but finding out where it's going and where it's perhaps heading.
Yeah. So, I mean, in a nutshell, it's a far more sophisticated radar system. Yeah.
Now, tell me about this new site, somewhere between Regina and Moose Jaw. Why exactly, where exactly first, I guess, and then why was that particular spot chosen?
In terms of precision, the closest community to the site itself is Bethune. It's in a farming area, midway, you know, between Regina and Moose Jaw, roughly. The area itself, with the site set up, it covers an area of 250 kilometers in diameter. So it covers a good chunk of southern Saskatchewan, particularly the southwest. The site was chosen number one because it should be in a rural area, just for the technical reasons of getting a good signal. If you're too close to a major urban center, you get interference in terms of getting a good. And the like. It was also chosen because of the likelihood of severe weather. This is Tornado Alley in southern Saskatchewan. This particular area is notorious for generating severe weather conditions. And as well, they wanted to situate it in a location where the greatest number of people would be served by the installation. And with Regina covered and Moose Jaw covered and the area around and in between, you get the most coverage area for them. You get the biggest bang for your buck.
Okay, you explained the physics of it well and good, but what actually is this thing going to do for us who care about weather and care about tornadoes?
A couple of things, particularly with regards to severe weather, of course, tornadoes and shear winds. Because it is able to detect what the particles of rain, for example, or of air are doing in a cloud, it gives you an advance warning. Currently, the current radar can tell you, oh yeah, there's a big cloud up there, and you know, it's a big cloud, it has the potential for generating a tornado. Currently, what Environment Canada does is they do not issue a severe tornado warning unless someone has actually phoned it in, Environment Canada says tornado spotted, you know, take cover, the warning is out. What Doppler radar allows them to do is analyze what is going on in the area covered in a cloud, and because, you know, they have sophisticated tools to analyze what the air currents mean, and they know what the air currents can develop into, they can say with about 15 to 20 minutes worth of lead time, these conditions exist in this particular cloud, these are conditions that will lead, generally speaking, to a tornado. Now we've got 15 to 20 minutes to get the warning out. So they don't have to wait, A, for the tornado to appear, and B, they have more certainty because of the analytical tool that, these are not just conditions are ripe for a tornado. These are actual conditions. The air is moving in a way that we know will develop into a tornado, and they can get that warning out in 15 to 20 minutes. Similarly with a shear wind, a very severe wind is traveling through. Now, in terms of warning, it depends on where the wind is, because the Doppler will be able to tell you, there's a severe wind gust or a wind shear plowing through this particular area of our map. Now, if you're away from this area, they can say, it's going to hit you in 10 minutes, it's going to hit you in 20 minutes, it's going to hit you whenever. Now, of course, if that particular wind developed right outside of your area, there's nothing they can do about it. When it comes to advance warning, particularly for tornadoes, and depending on the location of a severe wind, they can get advance warning out.
Okay, what about the actual warning procedure? What happens to let people know once they've said, okay, here it is, we know where it's coming, we know when it's coming? We knew the old system was weather watch, weather warning. That was pretty much it. Is there something new coming out of this now?
Yes, in fact, for this particular area in Regina, the cable company, Cable Regina, is hooked up to Environment Canada's system, so that when the forecaster gets the information, the data, says, there's going to be a tornado, puts it automatically into the system, issues a warning. That automatically goes from their computers to Cable Regina's computers, and on 12, I think it's 12 to 14 of the cable stations that you watch on Cable Regina, instantaneously, a weather warning crawl, an information crawl at the bottom of your TV screen.
Is that like we see on the Detroit stations? You often see that? That's Doppler radar warnings?
But this is entirely automatic. Yeah. Once Environment Canada types this out and, you know, pushes send, it hits your television screen. In cable, for people with Cable Regina. As well, the various media outlets, they receive instantaneous bulletins. Most media outlets receive instantaneous audio reports that they can, again, turn around and get on the air instantaneously. And, of course, Environment Canada has its own weather stations that are available to the general public. You just, you can dial them in. And if you're aware that there's heavy weather coming on, you click into their weather system.
This is the first real good news I seem to have heard of Environment Canada recently. We've heard about closings of weather stations in this, so I'm curious as to why now at this point we seem to be suddenly getting something that's going to be beneficial here. Is there a timing thing going on here, John?
Well, the timing, I suppose, is it's been an intense lobby effort, particularly from the city of Regina. Regina is notorious for being subjected to severe weather, and Regina still holds the record. The 1912 tornado is the worst tornado in terms of the death toll in Canada. 28 killed in the 1912 tornado, 27 died in the 1987 tornado that hit Edmonton. Mm-hmm. Edmonton, as a result, in part, of that severe weather, got a Doppler system. Toronto has a Doppler system. Montreal has a Doppler system. No other location in Canada has a Doppler system. So not only from Regina's, you know, point in terms of we've got to have a more accurate system of predicting severe weather in our area, but it came from across the country. And with the advantages now of technology, the ability to instantaneously gather information, develop it into a forecast, into a warning, and get it back out instantaneously with new technology, the lobby effort came together, and with, you know, some federal money, this whole program is going to cost $35 million. The Bethune site, the Regina site, cost $2 million to install, and it is the first in what will become a network across the country of Doppler radar sites. Some of them will be brand new sites, like the Bethune site, and a site that will be is scheduled for the Saskatoon area in the spring of 1999. 10 of these sites will be brand new. 13 others will be retrofits of existing weather sites to accommodate Doppler.
For people who get off on weather, and I think we do here more than most places, can anyone actually get to see this image to tap into whatever it is that this Doppler will be, you know, illustrating?
Currently, right now, if you wanted to see the Doppler picture, there is no website upon which you can click to say, oh, there's the current Doppler picture. The Weather Environment Canada does have a website which shows you examples of Doppler. You can learn about the image itself. But in terms of the actual practical usage, the drawback, of course, is even if it were there, you know, to understand and interpret the image, you need some computer software, you need some expertise, and so on. So just to the idea to see the Doppler picture on a website, well, to what end? Ultimately, and it's not available anyway. But the media outlets, if they want to negotiate, because they got to pay for this, the media broadcasters, the television, even the newspapers, that they want to have a snapshot of the Doppler image, those images will be made available to the media outlets from Environment Canada's that you can see it on your weather forecast.
Great. Thanks, John.
Okay, you're very welcome.